Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Hello, 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 and welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. I am so excited about talking with you today and connecting with you and sharing with you some information that is always transformative. It's in our mindsets, it transforms us in our actions, in our behaviors. And today's episode will be just that. And so you are at the right place, at the right time, joining us to get information that will open our eyes to the truth of who we really are as women and move us forward into our next level. And today's episode is number 7. So we're celebrating our 7th episode of me stepping out and doing something that was just a vision. It really was just a vision. And so today's episode is hidden in plain sight. Hidden in plain sight. How many of us, I wonder, are in a place in our lives that while we may be seen by many, we're still hidden and having these thoughts or these ideas that if we truly are to be who we really are, that will cause people to not like us or to not want to be around us or be involved with us, that having these back of the head thoughts, the ones I say that are in our subconscious mind, but thinking that we truly can't be our true selves. I'm going to talk about this topic because I know from my own experience, as well as the experiences of so many other women, this is something that shows up even if we're not aware of it. And so when I think about the term hidden in plain sight, I think about this idea of kind of being unnoticeable, kind of hiding under the radar, kind of being concealed. Not really a lot of people may know about it or you, I mean the real you, and how this affects our lives. And so if we think about why we're doing something, it is likely that we will understand how to change it. And for many of us, fear can be a number one factor in us being hidden and really not showing up as our full selves. There's a lot of fear. We carry fear, fear of rejection, fear of judgment, fear of getting like negative attention, fear of being alone or lonely. There's so many layers to fear that oftentimes stop us from kind of stepping forward. So if everybody really knew who we really were, and this is your question for yourself, what would they find out? What would they discover? If you really were your true self, what would happen? And if we would ask ourselves that question over and over and over again, it would really get us really closer to the answer of there's some underlying fear. And fear, as we know, comes in a form oftentimes not like it presents. It may come up as an excuse or a rational logical thing in our minds, but the truth is there's some underlying fear. Then for some of us, it's our past experiences. We all have had experiences in our lives that have affected us. And for some of us, those experiences become like wounds. And they are triggers around those experiences that would cause us to potentially be hidden and to be afraid of stepping out and moving forward and just being who we really are. Another factor that I think about when I think about why we may do this is comparisons. Oftentimes, we are comparing ourselves to others. We're comparing ourselves to even who we used to be. And when we compare ourselves, then we may minimize who we really are or think that I'm just not enough or I'm not capable or I'm not talented. All of those things tend to be associated with ways of how we may compare ourselves and how it makes us feel. And so in that, you may say, you know what, I am just not this. So I'm going to stand back and I'm going to really play small and I'm going to stay in the background under the radar so that people won't know the truth. Another factor as I'm thinking about hidden in plain sight, why you may be hiding is that there is this term, it's a psychological term called the imposter syndrome. And the imposter syndrome would have you to believe that you are a fraud and that you are just merely lucky that things are happening or things are going on or things are occurring in your life because you're merely lucky. And that at any moment, people will find out the truth. They will find out the truth about you. And so a part of that keeps us hidden in plain sight because we really don't want people to know maybe where we are or that we're not this or that we still struggle in this area. And so all of those things could potentially be causing you to hide. And what I like to talk about as I'm thinking about this hidden piece, because this is where I in my own life realized that I was hidden, is that when we know that we are purposed, and for many, all of us are purposed. Purpose just simply means that you have the answer to a problem. You are a solution. And so when you understand that you are purposed, there is no room for hiding because somebody somewhere is sitting, is pondering, is crying, is trying to figure it out. They're scratching their heads, trying to figure out something and saying, I wish I only knew how to. I know for me, I say that a lot. There's a lot of things I say, oh, I wish I knew how to. I wish I had the ability to do it. So people are sitting and waiting on you and you have the answer. So when you remember that when you are purposed and you are, there is no room for hiding. There is no room for hiding. And we have to remember that because hiding can cost us and it can cost others. If we have people who are in need of what you have, they may be delayed in getting it or may never get there. And I like to think of me being an answer to someone's problem means that it's not all about me either, right? It's not all about us. And getting out of ourselves can sometimes help us and support us to move out of this place of hiding. So what, you might ask, are we hiding from? Maybe it's that you're hiding from doing something, whether that's writing a book or starting the business, doing your own podcast, volunteering for something, going out and doing that thing that you've been saying you want to do, but you've been resistant to doing that. Or maybe it's not something you're doing or not doing. Maybe it's something about you being and showing up as your true self. Maybe that's you being your funny self, your silly self. Maybe it's you showing up to be the serious you, whatever side of you perhaps that you're not showing because you're hidden, is this idea that that may be the thing that you need to show. That may be the thing that other people are in need of. And that in us keeping quiet and not walking in our true selves, what would it be costing? What would it be costing? Maybe it would be costing us peace. Maybe it would be costing us inner fulfillment, inner joy. Those things that only I believe come from within, and they really come from a place of us standing in the truth of who we really are. Now, what I want us to remember is that the social norms of being liked and fitting in oftentimes will slowly chip away at the core of you being authentic. I realized last year, 2018, that I was hidden, even though I was doing a lot of stuff. I was still having my organization, the Whole Woman Experience. I was hosting live events. I had written books. I was doing my community online, showing up consistently on social media, doing a lot of things that had pushed me out of my old comfort zone. I realized that I was still hiding. I realized that I was still playing safe, and I realized that I was still under the radar. And what came into my knowing, into my consciousness, was that I was protecting the little girl within me, who, if you've listened to other podcasts, I've shared some of my story, but I had been teased. I've been teased in elementary school. And because of the fact that I had been pulled out and gotten negative attention, I was concerned in some way in my subconscious mind that I could have potentially be put back in the position to be a target and to get judgment and negative attention from what now are adults. And you know, you're a part of this world that sometimes, many times, people can be cruel. And they'll say it's in honor of them expressing their own thoughts and feelings, but in that, it can affect other people. And so I didn't want to feel that pain again, right? In my subconscious mind, I didn't want to experience that again. And with you stepping out of your place of hiding, I want you to understand that there is an emotional risk. And there is a potential that things may not turn out the way you would like. And for all of us, that scares us. We may not admit it. We may not come to terms with it, but it's the truth. And even as I'm talking about this in this podcast, really tune into your body right now. And as I'm telling you, as you're hearing the words about coming out of your hiding and really stepping into the truth of who you are, your authentic self and your authentic calling, how is your body feeling? Kind of tune in, pay attention. Is your heart racing? Is your chest feeling different? Is your head feeling a certain way? Are you feeling any like nervousness in your stomach? And what I want us to know is that all of those things are okay because our bodies hold trauma. I am a licensed professional counselor and I do provide services to people who have had some experiences in life that have shaped them into who they are today. And we learn and understand that better. That yes, so the body may be experiencing that, which is a part of probably what happens when you think about stepping outside of your comfort zone. That is usually your place of hiding. It's a comfortable, safe space. But nevertheless, with that uncomfortable feeling, and for many of us, it will be about us becoming more uncomfortable with feeling uncomfortable, then we can step forward and realize that we can take care of our inner child. We can take care and protect ourselves and let it know that we don't really need that type of protection anymore. And we all have an inner child. As I'm talking about that, that may be a different term for some. So let me explain. Our inner child is the part of our personality that keeps and holds our deepest fears, but it's also the part of our personality that's very childlike and very innocent in many ways. And so in us thinking about what can I do to step out of this comfort zone, out of my hidden space, it is about becoming uncomfortable, like I mentioned, with the uncomfortable and taking those steps. Because what I want you to know is that you're playing small, you're hiding, you're staying under the radar and really not stepping into the fullness of who you really are isn't serving the world. That we all were born to stand out. That we all were born with a purpose. And when we let go of this pretense in our heads that being who we truly are and walking in our true calling will cause people to run and not want to be around us, the truth might be that it really will draw people to us and it will show them how to be their authentic self. I love this quote. It says, when you are authentic, you create a certain energy and people will want to be around you because you are unique. Have you ever been around a person and that they were just, you could just feel them being their authentic self? It was just encouraging and you were just wanting to be around them. They were very just unique in whatever way that was. And in many ways, maybe you even admired them. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And so we're going to talk now about the steps that you can take to move into this and what that looks like for your life. One of them that I want you to consider is that even as you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, oh, I have a lot of excitement about doing this, Natalie, but ooh, I have a lot of fears around doing this too, that just might be an indicator that that's something to do. Whenever we have fear and anticipation at the same time, it is usually an indication of something we want to move into. And so if you're already experiencing some of that, then I would say you're right where we need to be. And how do I do that? One of the most powerful things that I have learned on my journey of self-discovery is about affirmations. And I didn't even know what they were at the time that God was teaching me about them. But an affirmation is simply a statement. And when we affirm things, the statement can be a positive thing that we're affirming, or it can be a negative thing that we're affirming. Truth be told, every thought that we think is an affirmation, everything that we say is an affirmation. And two or three that I will share with you today will really be powerful in shifting you from your place of being hidden. And one is that I release all resistance to change. I challenge you to write that one. I release all resistance to change. I talk about resistance a lot because resistance is simply the gap between what your mind thinks and what your heart knows. And a lot of the times, if the gap of the resistance is huge, then that's just showing you that this is an area that needs some work. And so for some, like I described earlier, tuning into your body, you may have experienced some sensations, some physiological responses that is resistance. And resistance is showing up to potentially be let you know that this is an area of growth. So the first affirmation, I release all resistance to change. And when we do affirmations on this level, what I also encourage people to do is to take a breath. So after you would say that affirmation, I would really challenge you to take a breath. Inhale and exhale. Another affirmation that you could really start to say and really implement in your life is, I'm releasing the need to play small. Many times, without us even knowing it, we are afraid to be great. We have told ourselves a story about what that means. We have these limiting beliefs around that, these judgments around that, which lead to so many fears. And so we are afraid of being great. But I believe, as we're talking about awakening your inner whole woman, that she is your greatness. And you standing in the truth of that, I release the resistance to play small. The next one is another one that is a shifter, and it is, I release the resistance to fully step into my next. Take a breath and release that. I release the resistance to step into my next. Now, each of us has our own personal next. There's no need to compare it to the next person that you see, or your friend, or the lady that you see on social media, or the person that you admire. No, no. This is your next. And your next is for your next level of being your personal best. And releasing all the resistance to doing that, and taking that breath, and allowing yourself, when you exhale, to release those fears and those insecurities and those worries and those doubts. And then what I do is I challenge you to also do this other affirmation. And I really believe when I'm doing work with a woman and I'm working with her to help her to get a breakthrough, I ask her to give herself permission. give yourself permission, the next affirmation, to become. And then not just to become, but to shine bright. I give myself permission to become and to shine bright. You, as you are coming out of this hidden place, you're hidden in plain sight, I want you to realize that you're becoming you, the truth of who you are, the woman that you always were, that may have, you just didn't know it, you didn't discover it. That is what you're becoming. And as women, we're always changing and growing and evolving. We're always changing, growing, and evolving. We're in the month of April, and I would challenge you to say that you're not the same woman you were in January. You're not the same woman you were last year. For some of us, you're not the same woman you were at the end of last month, because you're always changing, growing, and evolving. And that is really how you become your inner whole woman. That's how that process works. And I want to encourage you to continue to do that. As we're coming out of this, I've given you some affirmations, which is an important step to embracing that. And then giving yourself permission to become and just be. Your authentic self and your authentic calling is your be-ness. It's not something you have to do. It's not something you have to work for or try. It's not something you have to accomplish. It is your be-ness, where you can just be. And with this, I really encourage you all, those who are saying, Natalie, I want to move forward in this. I want more support around this. I wanted to offer you a free challenge. This free challenge is the Unlock Your Authentic Self Challenge. And it's a 7-day journey where I provide you with some very powerful, practical exercises that will assist you unlock your authentic self and support you create new habits. This is a free challenge. It doesn't cost you anything but your time and your efforts. And I wanted to offer it to the listening audience to be able to continue this process. So the link will be attached to this podcast. You can click on the link. You go ahead and sign up. You'll start immediately getting those challenges. And then I'm also going to put it on my website, which is www.awakentopower.com. I look forward to seeing you come out of hiding, stand in the truth of who you are, be the woman you were created to be. And we will continue on this journey of awakening your inner whole woman. Bye for now. See you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.